to the Gerard the Boss Man Show, and we're here with the new head coach of the Niagara Purple Eagles up there, and out of the MAC Conference, Coach Patrick Beilein on the show with us. Coach Beilein, how are things up there in Niagara, man?
Hey, doing well, Gerard. Thanks for having me on. It's believe it or not, it's 90 degrees, so it feels really good right now.
Coach, you're hotter than Atlanta is right now, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what we like. You know, we're in this for these long winters up here, so you know, we wish we could hold on to this heat, but we know that basketball season, that winter is coming, but we don't mind it.
Well, Coach, how has your summer and spring been so far with your new guys? Because I know you got the job at a good time to kind of get a feel for your guys. So how's that been, getting them acclimated to your system with the workouts and summer school and those things going on so far, Coach?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, when I got the job, I was able to work with the team for about a month and, you know, kind of see what we had. And we kind of, you know, taught our principles of the offensive and defensive philosophies. And then after the school year had ended, a couple guys decided to transfer. And so we've hit the road recruiting. And as of right now, we brought in 6 players. There's 7 returners to the team. And I'm really excited about it. We're in summer school, so we have workouts every day. Time to our advantage to instill not only our principles on the offensive, defensive end of, but what we're about off the court, because that makes a huge difference when that translates to on the court.
You got that right, Coach. And also having those 4 hours, Coach Beilein, is really important. I know it used to be 2 hours, it used to be no hours, but to have 4 hours and you have been a new coach, that has to be immensely helpful as you get ready to get into the fall here, coming up here real soon.
Oh, it's huge. You know, coming from a Division II where as soon as the season ends, you can't really work with the guys, you know, to having a Division I program where you have all summer. And these guys got on campus last Monday, and they'll be here all the way till August 14th. So it's just a huge perk, especially when you're taking over a new program.
Got that right, Coach. And how's that process of trying to recruit the guys on your team? Can I give them the buy into your system? Because I know you're in the new coach and you didn't recruit these guys. So what things do you do to go about kind of get these guys to buy into you? And you all, they know who your dad is. They know where you come from, what kind of coach he is. So does that help a little bit kind of force getting them to buy into you?
Yeah, you know, that we kind of sell that. You know, I used to be able to sell the Michigan offensive system and defensive system, you know, and everyone, you know, watched Michigan because they were so dominant on TV of the major sports networks. So, you know, now I don't have that to kind of sell. But, you know, we tell them to, you know, research us. Look back at the Lemoyne teams I had. But we also frame it as, you remember Tim Hardaway Jr. and Nick Stauskas and Trey Burke? That's the same offense they played in that you'll come here to play in Niagara. And then obviously, you know, as my dad develops and gets that thing going in Cleveland, you know, we'll sell that piece too, because I expect to see a lot of the same offensive and defensive philosophies that he took with him from Michigan.
THJ was a great Atlanta Hawk. He was a great guy to cover. How was he when you guys had him in Michigan?
He was great. Yeah, he was big time. I mean, he's just work ethic, and he's really created into a solid pro. So, you know, I know my dad was very impressed with him from the very beginning when he stepped on as a young kid into summer school at Michigan.
And, Coach, I know this means a lot to you to get a D1 job. He's a D2, he's at Lemoyne. Kind of the same area up there, upper New York there, man. So do you feel comfortable that the fact that, hey, you know the area, so it's not that big a jump for you, but just knowing you have a D1 job now, you've been coached at D1 as an assistant coach, but now you have a program all of your own there at Niagara?
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot, and I think my approach is, you know, coaching is coaching. And, you know, I moved 2.5 hours west, but it's still, you know, we've gotten, you know, really good at Lemoyne. And then at the same time, my dad, over the years, I've seen what he has done with different programs at Canisius, West Virginia, Richmond, Michigan. And I teach the same philosophies. I preach the same principles. And so I have no doubt it can work. And the MAC is a tough conference. But if you're in the coaching business, if you can coach, you can coach. And I feel like we've got a great staff that can do that.
You got that right, Coach. And I know that conference is great. So I know Reggie Witherspoon up there, Coach Baggett, I know Coach Massarello of there, Siena has got the job there, so I know in Baker and Quinnipiac. So I know it's a tough league. A lot of great guys in that league. A lot of tough coaches, a lot of smart coaches in that league. So you got to bring it every Friday and Sunday in that league. If you don't, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no, there are some big-time coaches, and we had the MAC meetings about, you know, 3 weeks ago, and I was able to meet them all. And, you know, as a Division II coach, you watch the MAC, you know, obviously because of Canisius was so close to Syracuse. So, and having my dad coach in the MAC, I'm familiar with schools, but the coaches have all obviously changed. But, you know, we got to get to Niagara back because they've been successful with Coach Mihalik in the past. You know, we got to get Niagara back to the top of the MAC.
And speaking of that, Coach, trying to get players to Niagara, I feel like you always can do it in any way you want to. It can be the high school senior route, the prep school route, the JUCO route, the grad transfer route, just a sit transfer that sits one in place 1, 2, or 3 years for you guys. I feel like you have 5 ways to get guys, if you and nationally as well, too, if you want to do that as well, to bring it to Niagara.
Yeah, so I think right now with getting the job so late, we're trying to just patch a few things. You know, we believe we know what we have from our returners. We've patched a couple pieces with the guys we brought in with some junior college kids and transfers. But eventually we want to turn this thing into, you know, where you're going after high school seniors and you're developing these kids into, you know, 4-year players for you. You see how many teams win at the mid-major level with 4-year guys who have been in the system for a while. So, you know, we're doing a little bit of patchwork right now, but we believe we can develop into a great program. As far as just developing young kids throughout the years.
And player development is real key, Coach. We got to get these guys mentally and physically and emotionally ready to play the season, whether it be in the fall, spring, or summer, to get always kind of get better. I know when I was playing ball, Coach used to tell me, try to get 1% better today. Try to forget one more thing better in the summertime. Just try to find ways to get better, no matter what, maybe a rebound, way work on your cuts, whatever it is. Try to look for something to make your game better. So how are you trying to implement that with your guys, telling them about developing themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically, and on the court with actions on the court as well?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, being a young coach myself, you know, you understand the ups and downs of the games. You have gone through it. So, you know, helping them, you're not always going to be the best player that day. But in your mind, you have to think you are, even if the shots aren't making, are going in. So you got to, you know, help your teammates out, and that makes the best teammate. And you know, but off as well as skill development on the court, you know, between, you know, watching my dad and have gone through that to, you know, Coach Greg Paulus, who he has come to staff, who played at Duke and was a longtime Ohio State assistant. He's worked with some pros. You know, Brian Smothers, who was with my dad, was in the trenches there, knows what their player development about. And my other assistant, Brett, who's with me at Lemoyne, knows how we teach things. So, you know, that's what we sell as well when we recruit. We're going to develop you. Too many coaches these days teach players plays. We teach players how to play.
Amen to that, because you don't want you teach them how to play. When you're in that game, a situation pops up that's not ideal, they know how to handle it. What do I do, Coach? Or it look like a robot. Hey, Coach, what do I do next? You know, so I love that, because I feel like too many guys are robots out there. And while we're on the coach to give them the call, rather than make a play, just wait on the call to run a play, which sucks sometimes.
Right, exactly. And the more you become, we call it, like you said, robotic. We want you to react. You know, coach may call a play, but you're going to go out and read what the defense gives you, and we teach that. You know, okay, if they do this, then we're going to do this. But that goes into player development in understanding the game.
And Coach, I know non-conference schedule wise, you might got to play a few guaranteed games and raise money for the program and the university. Beyond those guaranteed games, Coach, how do you see yourself going about trying to build a schedule? Is it be like a regional thing, or you want to try to get out on the road, play some different guys, or kind of get your players back home if you can? So how do you see about going about non-conference schedule as you move forward being the head coach at Niagara here?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, you obviously got to play those big guaranteed games, and then you all obviously want to take care of some of your players that, you know, regionally. So, you know, if we have a kid from California trying to get out to California, maybe that's a bye game, or a kid in Pittsburgh, okay, you want to go play Duquesne. So, you know, it's a little bit of both. You know, this year the MAC is changing to 20 games, so we'll play 20 games instead of 18. So those are 20 tough games, and you got to schedule in your favor, but not too much early on, because if you get a little bit of fool's gold of scheduling easy, you know, we're not out here to win the non-conference. We want to win the MAC, and you'll take your lumps early. I'll do that as a coach, and I hate to lose, don't get me wrong, but if it loses, losses turn into development for your program, for the better, that will then eventually lead to championships in the MAC. I'm all for that.
I hear that. And, Coach, playing 20 games is like, man, that's a gauntlet there, man. Like, is that because you have 11 teams that they want to make sure you all play each other twice now? Is that probably why they're doing it now?
Yeah, I believe so. That's which is okay. You know, I'm okay with that. It's, you get 10 more home games, so that's good.
Yeah, because basically at the level you guys are, home games are hard to come by. Nobody wants to come. They don't want to give you guys a home game. They don't have to.
Yeah, well, everybody this year, I'll be honest, everyone wants to come and play this year. When you take over a new program, everyone sees a little bit of blood in the water. But, you know, I'm hopeful that won't last for long.
And, Coach, I'll ask you about your dad real fast. I know he gets a job at Cleveland. How excited would he take that job with the Cavaliers? And I know J.B. Bickerstaff is a great guy. I know him from my time covering the Grizzlies. A real, real cool dude as well. So he's a guy, great lead assistant, a great loyal guy right there. But how does he feel about that gig? How's he adjusting to the NBA way of life, trying to get to the draft, and how is all working out for agency-wise? How's he doing all that so far?
Yeah. My dad's been great. He has this new sense of energy. I can tell in his voice that he is just excited to playing flat-out coach, and he is not worried about compliance. He's not worried about where he's flying to recruit. He is just in the gym coaching and thinking about that and player development, what he loves to do at his age of 66. He couldn't be more excited about the opportunity. I believe, you know, with J.B. Bickerstaff, and, you know, he hired Antonio Lang. So I think that front part of the bench is almost complete, and he's really excited about it, and he's going to continue to learn. I believe he's been ahead of the curve with, you know, his style of play offensively already. You know, the West Virginia teams we had the five man that could shoot it, Kevin Pitsnoggle, and the game has turned into that. And he has so many things that, you know, I'm looking forward to watching Kevin Love, you know, a stretch 4-5 man that my dad could help him with. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been a huge NBA fan as far as team-wise, but, man, I got more maroon in my closet right now than you know.
I hear that, yeah. I think the Cavs and the Hawks are two teams on the rise, and I know we trade away the Cavs draft pick, so it's no sense for y'all to lose no more now, because we traded the pick away for DeAndre Hunter. So it's like, no sense to make sure you guys lose anymore. But, yeah, it's good, man, seeing the Hawks and the Grizzlies and the Cavs up and coming and growing, seeing all young guys developing here is going to be real, real fun. That's what I got for you, Coach, a little fun question for you. What has been your favorite food spot up there in Niagara? What's some food spots you liking up there so far, man?
Yeah. Well, I'm a big – I love hot foods, okay, like spicy, like Suicide Wing. So I'm a big Duff's guy. I like Duff's. I like the Anchor Bar, but I have to say right now Duff's Chicken Wings is my go-to.
So you would like it down. I just a spot called Pepper Fire Chicken here in Atlanta. Real hot chicken.
Okay.
They got it from mild to extreme. And the mild even gets me going, Coach. I can't deal with the mild. I'm not a hot food guy, but the extreme may be something you want to try when you're down here recruiting, man. You might want to try the pepper fire chicken, man.
I'm gonna have to do that. I'm gonna have to definitely take you up on that, and I'll look up that restaurant, and I'm gonna get the extreme.
Hey, Coach, it's going to burn your mouth, man. It's going to be real dark and real. You're going to smell it. We open the can, it's going to come and hit you in the face. And that bread is going to be soppy with all the hot sauce on it. It's going to be bad for you, man. You're going to enjoy it, though.
Yeah, as long as you got some blue cheese right there, that will cool it down for me.
No, they have your ranch blue cheese. They have it all for you open up, man. They got it all for you. But, Coach.
Excellent.
Thank you for your time today, Coach. We'll talk to you again down the road, man. Best of luck to you with the program. We'll be talking to you in 9-9 Conference as well, Coach.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Coach. Have a good day, man.
All right. You too.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu Ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to do 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh. Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. Only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back in the jail, the Boss Man Show. We're continuing our series with HBCU head coaches. Our new coach is a very cool guy, Coach Kenny Blakeney of the Howard Bison up there in D.C., the DMV area, is doing big things. Morgan State just got Coach Brothers over there. So the DMV school is doing real well. UMES got their new coach Kraft. And then we're talking to Coach Blakeney. Coach, how are things going in D.C., man? How is July treating you? Been on the road there, man.
JR, it's unbelievable right now. It's an unbelievable time. You know, we've been able to get out on the road and see guys in the class of 2020, guys in the class of 2021, and, you know, some younger guys even in the class of 2022. So, you know, we're making our rounds. We were in D.C. for the first couple of weeks where they had a high school certified tournament. They had tournaments at several different sites. One site, my old high school, DeMatha Catholic High School, and another site in Washington, D.C., the Murray School. And then last weekend, we had a chance to get out our staff. We were in Atlanta at the Under Armour event. We had other guys that were at the Peach Jam, guys out at Birmingham at the Adidas event, and then some guys at Hoop Scoop, the Hoop Group up in Atlantic City and Spooky Nook. So we've been busy. JR trying to get the rhythm down of MEAC recruiting and Howard University recruiting.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, you have to recruit for academics at Howard than you would other MEAC schools. I know Howard's a great academic standard as well. So do you have to recruit more for academic-wise than athletic ability and hoping to kind of mesh the two together to get the right guy and the right fit for your program?
Absolutely, we do. And that's I think that's the great honor of being the head coach at Howard University, is that we have a chance to represent our school. Howard right now currently is ranked the 89th school in the country. And if you look at sort of the numbers of all the different universities in the country, there's over 7,680 colleges all over the country. And Howard is in the top 1.4% of those universities. So we have a unique opportunity to recruit incredible student athletes, you know, that are unbelievable in the classroom, but also guys that can play basketball. And I think coming from an Ivy League background, going to DeMatha Catholic High School here in D.C., playing at Duke, you know, has given me an opportunity to understand, you know, not only the value of a great education, but also that there's a lot of kids out here that are great students that are looking for, you know, that kind of academic challenge for them in college. So it's definitely, JR, a great blend, but it's one that I'm very fortunate and lucky to represent.
And Coach, I know you feel great about this, being able to mold young men, put a stamp on young men, because it's been going, as you know, Coach told you off there, I went to TSU, HBCU school as well, so it's very important that our coach is also our father figures as well. I lost my father at 14, so Coach Alexander was a father figure for me at Tennessee State University, and I know guys who you recruit, you can be their father figures for them, help lead them the rest of their lives, be there for them in their corner. So big task responsibility to mold young men. How's that task really resonate with you, to want to know that you get to help mold young black men into this world that we live in today?
It's a great honor to be able to do that, to be honest, JR. I grew up in inner city D.C. I was a product of, you know, the boys club system. I played my, you know, grassroots sports at number 8 boys club. And I also was in my community, there was a Rabot Recreation Center. And it was kind of a village that raised me, you know, so I understand how important it is for coaches to be father figures and also teachers and leaders to their student athletes. And it's a like I said, it's an honor to be able to try to pass upon lessons that were taught to you as a youth and adolescent, young man, and now as a husband to these young student athletes. We are teachers. We work in higher ed, so to be able to do that, JR, is we're very lucky to be able to touch kids in a way, because, you know, we have one of those classrooms that kids actually enjoy being in. So since we have that tool, we might as well utilize it in a way that helps benefit them in the short term, but also in the long term.
And Coach Blakeney, what has been the biggest adjustment for you? You've been an assistant for a long time at many different stops, but now you're the head man in charge. So how is that adjustment being kind of moving over that one seat where all the decisions begin and end with you, where you're making the final call? So how has that adjustment been for you so far?
Honestly, I think the biggest challenge has been, moving over one seat is time. I literally don't have time from the time I wake up until the time I go to bed. I'm working. I'm planning. I'm thinking about our program. I'm thinking about our players. So it's either for me right now, it's work and my family and it's pretty much everything I do right now. So that's been the biggest challenge, is just to understand and try to carve out some time for me personally where I can, go work out or even watch an NBA Summer League game. That's challenging to do sometimes because I just did the time commitment being a head coach is extremely difficult. So that's been the biggest kind of adjustment that I've had to make so far.
And I was telling Coach, I was talking about HBCU schools and different coaches and new coaches. I was telling about you, your experience. You've been an assistant since 1996. I mean, you've been in the business for a long time. And you know how to build a program. So from James Madison to the point you are today, you know how to build a program. And I feel like you getting a job at Howard, you didn't been a head coach before, but you know how it's been done in your previous stop. You had many different examples of how to do it. So you've got a chance to kind of mold with your own little fit to it on what you've learned over your career. Now, so I said, hey, Coach Blake is in a great spot. He's in D.C., in the MEAC, in a school that's on the rise, in a school where he can win and get great guys, smart guys in there and do a great job from the jump.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very lucky, to be honest with you, and I always joke a little bit, but there's a lot of seriousness to this. I've been almost like Forrest Gump in my career a little bit, having a chance to play at DeMatha for Coach Morgan Wooten, one of the greatest teachers and leaders, not only in high school, but in any set level of basketball. Coach Wooten won over 1,200 basketball games as a coach, and he's enshrined in the Naismith Hall of Fame in Massachusetts, in Springfield, Massachusetts. I was lucky to play for, arguably the best college coaches or one of the best coaches, period, in the history of the game, Mike Krzyzewski. He's the all-time winningest college coach, 5 national championships, the Olympic team head coach. He's produced so many All-Americans and NBA guys. I'm lucky to have had a chance to have played for him, and he's enshrined in the National Naismith Hall of Fame. My first job, I work for Lefty Driesell. Coach Driesell is, one of the top 10s in terms of all-time wins in college basketball. Coached a number of All-Americans, a number of NBA guys, and, he himself is enshrined in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And then I work for two guys in Tommy Amaker at Harvard and Mike Bray, who's the head coach currently at Notre Dame. And those two guys are the all-time winningest coaches at their respective schools. So I've just been lucky, JR, to be honest with you, to kind of be in the right place at the right time like Forrest Gump and just kind of ride the wave. So I've had a chance to see a lot of good things, to be honest with you, and hopefully those lessons and that I've learned along the way I can carry over to our program at Howard.
Exactly, Coach, and I was also speaking on this as well about your program. I feel like you would probably able to recruit high school seniors, international guys. I don't see the JUCO route being a route you bank your wall probably go more of a grad transfer or a sit one and play two or one, however many eligible they got left. I don't see the JUCO route, being a route that you all go, but international wise, high school senior wise, grad transfer, if it's the right fit, or a transfer guy that's the right fit for you guys?
Sure, and I think we're very lucky being in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, the DMV. It's probably the most fertile basketball area in the country right now. The number of Division I prospects, the number of NBA prospects that are coming out of this area year in and year out, we have a great opportunity just being a school here in the DMV to get some great kids. If you look at high schools in the Catholic League, you look at the D.C. Public League schools that are on the rise. You look at the charter schools. You go outside to Prince George's County and Montgomery County, and then you hit, Northern Virginia. You can even go down to Richmond. Our philosophy a little bit is going to be, we can go 4 hours north, 4 hours south, car ride kind of recruiting, and see a lot of guys that are very good basketball players that are also good students. And I think when we're kind of looking at it a little bit, JR, it's very kind of hard for us to get in JUCO kids, and it's even hard for us to get a kid in who's a transfer after their freshman year. So our philosophy is going to kind of be, we have to get kind of older within our program. And, if we can take guys and guys that maybe have an upside with potential, and we may see that there's a chance for us to get better with redshirting that young man, to take a look at sort of that kind of philosophy a little bit. I grew up a Washington Redskins fan, and I thought that when Daniel Snyder took over the Redskins, that kind of that philosophy of growing homegrown kids through the draft had kind of stopped, and we started getting high-profile guys that were sort of a little bit towards the end of their career. We get a Bruce Smith that was still all-pro player, but towards the end of his career. We get a high-profile guy like a Deion Sanders that was still one of the best guys, but we got him towards the end of his career. I want to do it like the Tampa Bay Rays a little bit, like the New York Yankees, where we're bringing guys in through our system. We may redshirt them. We may take a guy or two every year in redshirt. And as we're doing that, we're getting older. Guys are maturing. Guys are learning a little bit more kind of how things are trickled down from the seniors through the juniors, through the sophomores, through the freshmen. And we can have a little bit more consistency and continuity to our program rather than going out the JUCO route, which is, like I said, extremely difficult because the academic requirements of Howard, or also the grad transfer route or normal transfer route. So if we can do it and be a little bit older in our program and kind of home grow our kids, that's the route I would love to take.
And, Coach, you got to love that you have 4 hours. We just got our practice for you called in today. Having the 4 hours, being a new head coach, get them some work on floor skill development as well, player development with the guys, also get them in the gym a little bit to work out a little bit, see what they can do, get them stronger. So having a new program, I think having this 4 hours is really helpful, that they actually gave you guys more time to actually work with the kids the last year when they changed the rule there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge advantage for us. And, coming from an Ivy League program, JR, Ivy League schools don't have that luxury to work with their student athletes during the summer. So for us to have that luxury at Howard to be able to work with our student athletes 4 hours on the court and 4 hours in the weight room a week, it has really given not only our team, I think, a chance to try to get better, but it's gotten me a chance to kind of understand my voice a little bit, find myself a little bit, understand, kind of what I think is important, to play with some different philosophies, some different drills. So it's given me, it's almost kind of like a little bit of a conservatory a little bit, where we have an opportunity to kind of, start putting stuff into play a little bit on how we want to play and how we want this thing to look once the season comes. So It's been a great benefit, I think, so far. We have a, you know, summer school is going to go to the 25th, 26th weekend. So we have a couple more weeks of practice. And, you know, then, JR, we have an opportunity to, as a program, we're taking our team over to Spain. And
wow.
We'll be over there, yeah. So that's, you know, Dr. Wayne Fredericks and Mr. Kerry Davis has, you know, given us a great opportunity to try to, you know, have some extra opportunities to practice, expose our kids to a great learning and cultural and social experience. So we'll have 10 days of practice before we leave on August 9th, and we'll be in Spain from August 9th through the 18th. We'll play 3 games. We'll do a lot of tours, a lot of sightseeing, a lot of educational things. We're lucky because some of the players' families will be able to come over and join us. You know, our AD is going to come, and I think our president of the university, Dr. Wayne Fredericks, is going to come over for a game or so. So it gives us a chance to really bond, gives us a chance to compete, and, you know, you can really learn a lot about your program and your team under that adversity of competition. So we're really looking forward to it, and like I said, for us to kind of showcase Howard on a world stage, and expose that brand to a country that probably is not that familiar with our brand is a great opportunity, but also an opportunity for our student athletes to really have a chance to, you know, have one of those trips that's a chance of a lifetime kind of trip.
We got 2 more for you, Coach. One of them is non-conference scheduling. I know in the MEAC you have to play guaranteed games to raise money for the university and the program. Beyond those guarantee games, how you see yourself going about the schedule going forward, scheduling maybe more regionally, trying to take guys home who from different parts of the country? How you see yourself going about that schedule now, Coach, since you have control of it going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question, JR, and thank you for asking. It's you know, I think that the Howard brand is a very unique and special brand. And I don't take that lightly. As I mentioned to you earlier, we're academically ranked right now 89th in the country. I think we're going to move up a spot or two in the new world news and report that's coming out. So in understanding what the power of our brand is, I want to associate the Howard brand, that HU brand, with other great universities and academic brands. So I want to play schools like Duke University, Notre Dame, Vanderbilt, you know, Northwestern, Stanford, UCLA. I think, you know, and certainly Georgetown, GW, you know, our local guys, Mount St. Mary's. I want to have our brand associated with, you know, those other great brands in the country because I don't want to diminish our brand. Like, our brand's special. And, you know, JR, our brand is so special that, you know, Notre Dame in 2020 is going to come play us at home at the Burr.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's how unique and special our brand is that, you know, there's universities that are these elite kind of universities that want to expose their kids and their the university communities that they are housed in and work at to, you know, the best, what I think is the best, you know, HBCU in the world. And so they want to bring their kids to campus for that experience. We're in talks with other programs that are like Notre Dame to come play in the Burr, to have a very special and unique opportunity to bring their kids to a historic black college to have that experience. So head coaches that I've spoke to over the last week or two are very into it. And for them, it's a chance that they, you know, to have their kids at Howard, to have their kids possibly taken by the Black History Museum downtown in Washington, D.C., to give them an educational and cultural experience is something that I think those schools should be taking a look at. So not only for us as, you know, being for Howard, you know, these Power Five schools should be trying to take their kids and their programs to a lot of HBCUs and giving those HBCUs that opportunity.
Yes, indeed. And And the last one I got for you, Coach, one for comment. There's a guy in African-American studies that hit Howard named Dr. Greg Carr. Should go meet him.
Yes.
He went to Tennessee. He went to TSU. Like I did. He graduated back in '87. The year I was born. Believe it. You know. So, but he's a great guy. So I would say to you, Coach, you can't go to Afro Studies. Look up Dr. Greg Carr. He'll share stories with you, man. He'll just enlighten your mind, man. The brother's a very smart brother. That's a guy. I would just say, Coach, if you get a chance, go by and talk to him. You'll enjoy it.
I will definitely look him up and go by and see him for sure.
And, Coach, I'll tell you what, I appreciate your time, Coach. I said I love your energy. I love your passion for university. And I guarantee you, Coach, if you ever need anything from me in this program, I would love to help you promote the Howard brand on this radio program and our affiliates and help any way I possibly can, Coach, because I believe in you. I love talking to you off air for an hour. Man, you got me excited about your program. I look forward to coming up there and seeing you guys when the Hawks play with the Wizards. I look forward to stopping by and seeing you guys and seeing what you guys got going over at the Borough over at Howard, man.
There's no doubt. And, JR, anything you need from me, man, you know you got it. Please, we're going to make you, even though I know you're a TSU guy, we're going to make you part of the Howard family, man. So we'd love to have you up. We'd love to have you to the Burr and host you and, you know, show you that good HU hospitality.
Coach, I'll love to rock a Howard polo, a Howard hat. I'll wear it proudly, Coach. I have no problem doing that. I'll become a Bison. I sure will, Coach. HU all day, Coach. I'm with it.
HU, you know.
Yes, indeed. But, Coach, hey, man, thank you again, Coach. Have a great day and a great evening. We'll talk to you real soon, buddy.
Thank you, JR. It's been an honor, man. I really enjoyed myself.
You're very welcome, Coach. Thank you.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.
For all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting or Twitter at Coach TWill24 or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Album is available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind, ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
All right, folks, back in the jail, the Boss Man Show. We're joined by New Atlanta Hawks big man, Damian Jones, fresh from the Warriors to the Hawks now. Damien's on the line with us right now. Damian, how are things going with you, my brother?
Doing pretty good, man. How about you?
Hey, man, I can't complain, man. The Falcons training camp is starting up here today, man. So a lot of work coming ahead, but very excited for it, brother.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah.
I hear that, man. For you, Damian, I mean, hey, you know, I know you're probably surprised by the trade from Atlanta to going to the Hawks from the Warriors, man. So how excited are you for the opportunity with the Hawks, man, knowing it's a young team on the rise with a great program for player development with Coach Pearson, got Trey Young and John Collins already in-house, man. So how you feeling about joining this up-and-coming squad here?
I think it should be pretty good, you know, get a fresh start, you know, with a new team. And then it's a, you know, a team on the rise, too, with being a very young team. So I think everything should go great.
Exactly. And Damian, I feel like I saw you say this before. You get a chance to kind of show what you can really do. Now, I know because you played at Vanderbilt, so I know what you can do. A lot of people don't know that you're very skilled big man. You're more than just dunks and layups. You know, people don't really like about you. So what do you want to show the fans of Atlanta and show the NBA who have maybe pegged you only as a dunker and that's all you are?
You know, I feel like I have more of an opportunity now to, like, you know, really show forth, like, more of what I can do. So, you know, in that regard, just basing off how the offense is run, you know, just depending on how we do things, we'll see how that goes.
Now, Damian, you know, I know you probably know this from afar how Alex Lynn and even Dwayne Dedman last year pretty much stretched fives, man. They're out there running pick and roll with Trey Young and popping out shooting threes. And I know you have range to your game as well. That's never been part of your game with the Warriors, per se. So I'd be excited knowing how Alex Lynn got to this game. That he's a three-point shooter now. Dwayne Dedman as well. He went to Sacramento and got paid off of what he did in Atlanta. So getting to work with Coach Greg Foster and Coach Lloyd Pierce has to really excite you, man.
Yeah. I think it should be great, you know, seeing how they were playing this year. It's really encouraging. So I think the player development program there is going to be great for me.
Exactly, and I know the Hawks have been on development. We're also with Coach Chris Gent, Melvin Hunt. Coach Prince has a great staff, and Travis was a Golden State for a while and knows you. So you have to feel good knowing Travis believes in you to trade for you and bring you to this Hawks program here going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it feels great. You know, he was the reason why I feel like I was drafted to the Warriors, and having him bring me a part makes me feel more welcome to be a part of the squad.
Yes, indeed. Now, Damian, as you get prepared for summertime here, what are you doing for us working out? Are you shooting 1,000 shots a day, doing a lot of cardio? What are you doing to kind of get ready to get your body ready for when September, October comes around here real soon?
Doing some of all of that, you know, just following the weight program. You know, got a weight trainer here. I'm in Nashville. You know, I'm also taking classes and things, but, you know, just getting in the gym, working out on the court like twice a day, and also to, like, get my weight training in.
Yes, indeed. Being back in Nashville, I mean, being in Nashville is always a good thing, brother. And also, yep. Going from, you get the good food, hot chicken. So, are you over there, at Vandy, you know you got Coach Stackhouse now over there. So, yep. Are you kind of get some running with those guys as well?
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to get some running like this weekend. But, you know, it was good to, you know, meet the staff. I went and met them like this past week. And, you know, it's cool to meet everybody, you know, everybody. Team decided for the upcoming season, so I think it should be a good one.
Yes, indeed. And I know, like you said, Coach Stackhouse has a heck of a staff he's assembled there, good support staff, and, you know, just by him being there at Vanderbilt, your alma mater, man, just that name value, it gives that cachet to Vanderbilt and had a long time, having the name of Jerry Stackhouse as the head coach. A known NBA player, a successful guy from North Carolina, a G League Coach of the Year, man. So you got to love that for your school.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, played against Coach Stackhouse, you know, when coached the Raptors G League team, you know, they won the championship that year. So I think, you know, it should be good for this. For this team.
Yes, indeed. And also, Damian, you was out west, man. You know, I knew you from Baton Rouge. You're a southern guy like I am, man. So
yeah.
What was the adjustment of living out west? You know, a southern guy coming from Baton Rouge, going to Nashville, going out to the Bay Area, and now you're coming back to the south to Atlanta. So how do you feel coming back to a surrounding that you're used to? But how was the experience out west as well?
Being out there wasn't bad at all. You know, I'm pretty chill, too. So, like, you know, that's kind of like a big vibe there. Like, everybody's, like, real relaxed, kind of laid back in a sense. So, it wasn't bad to me. So, it was cool.
Exactly. Now, now I heard you tell a story about when you found out you was traded. So, if you could share with our listeners, how did you find out you was traded, man? So tell a little bit about the little story right there.
Yeah, like, I woke up, you know, I was about to, you know, get some food. I was about to go to Pancake Pantry in Nashville. And, yeah, like, in the parking lot, like, my agent, like, he called me and told me, like, you about to get traded. So I'm just like, hey, all right. You know, I was just trying to get some pancakes or something, you know?
Yeah, so this was a pancake pantry. Hey, that pancake pantry over there is fire over there, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I miss going over to the pancake pantry over there, bro. It's real nice. Now, in Atlanta, you know, we got a lot of food in Atlanta, too, man. So, you know, you got this is it, barbecue. You can hit up Taco Mac. It's one of the big ones down there. 6 feet under, man. You got a lot of food options in Atlanta, brother. I mean, you're going to really love that. Well, why you down there?
Oh, that's a bit. Yeah, I'm going to check out all the spots, man.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, man, like you said, man, it's a business, man. But I feel like for you, man, I was telling some guys off the air about this. You coming to Atlanta, I mean, you've come from a winning program at Golden State. So guess what? You're in your third year now, going to your trying to get things going for yourself. But you got to tell the guys, hey, I've been in a winning program. I know how these guys who won the championship did it and went to the finals did it. And so I can share with you guys some of what I know. Do you feel like you can be a leader in that regard for this Hawks team that's a little bit younger and haven't quite won yet?
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, taking kind of like how the mentality they had over there in the Bay with the Hawks, I think that can be, like, very huge for the squad. So, just putting in, like, my little tidbits of, like, just that winning culture there will be good.
Yes, indeed. What are your thoughts about you just I know you've been on with the Hawks for a few weeks here, right? Now, so how's that experience being meeting, like, people around the organization? I know it's probably exciting for you to meet new people. And your trainer from Golden State is here as well.
Yeah, you know, got a lot of familiar faces there. So I actually seen him whenever I went up there last weekend. So it was good to see him. And, you know, it's just going to meet some new people. But, like, I feel like there's a lot of familiar faces there as well. So I think it should be a good transition.
Yes, and the last one I got for you. No, Boggs is one of my good buddies, man. Give us a quick Andy Boggs story, if you can, before you get out of here.
My guy Boggs, hey, he always been looking out for me. So over at Vandy. He's a great dude.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Hey, Damien, hey, I saw your boy Luke got a deal in Chicago, man. Wade's going overseas, man. So your guys are still playing well, man. You represent real well, the Commodore. So as always, brother, anchor down, but also legend now, true to Atlanta with the Hawks now, brother. We'll see you down the road, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again, Damien. Big ups to you, brother.
All right, appreciate you.
All right, folks, it's Damien Jones on the Boss Man Show.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man, JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.
How do you feel about your office? Is it just a space for your company? Or is it a space to help you grow your company? From new HQs to satellite offices, with WeWork, you can find a space that works for you. Visit we.co/spacematters to learn more.